Our next question is from our live audience, and it's Sue in Pennsylvania, and she wants to know if the ratio of omega-3 to omega-6 fatty acids is as important as horses as it seems to be in people.
That's a great question, and it's an area of current research, and I don't know that we don't really know. We don't know what the ideal ratio is. We know that horses grazing pasture are consuming more omega-3s than omega-6s, just because most grass species, the majority of the omegas in grass are omega-3s. And we know that horses that are eating hay and not getting as much omega fatty acids, either 3s or 6s, just because they're not very heat stable. And that most of our supplemental fat sources, so whether it's vegetable oil in a commercial supplement, whether it's rice bran, whether it's oil you're pouring on your horse's feed, are providing omega-6 fatty acids. And so the majority, it's fairly safe to say that probably the majority of horses today that are being fed supplemental fat sources are or have diets that have higher omega-6 and omega-3, and that that's not as it would be in their natural setting. What effect that has on, you know, performance and health, we're still figuring out. There's certainly data that shows that the relative amounts of omega-3s and 6s in the diet does seem to have an effect on sort of inflammatory markers that people have studied in blood. So I think we're going to find that it actually, you know, does have an important effect on inflammation in the body. And so I definitely recommend that people feed a source of omega-3s, and the cheapest and most available plant-based source of omega-3s is flax. And so a lot of my clients feed flax every day as a source of omega-3s, and they feed about a cup of flax, which is equivalent, here's a volumetric measure for you, a cup of flax, which actually ends up being about 4 ounces. Okay. I think it's worth noting that if you have a horse that suffers from inflammatory conditions, it might be worth kind of going with the big guns in the omega-3 world and going with fish oil or an algal source of omega-3s. And the reason for that is that the source of omega-3 that you find in plant-based sources, which is linolenic acid, has to be converted to EPA and DHA. And I'll try and wrap my tongue around what EPA, EPA stands for, eicosapentaenoic acid, which is why we just call it EPA. And DHA stands for docosahexaenoic acid, which again is why we call it DHA, because it's much easier. And the enzyme that is involved in converting the linolenic acid to the EPA is shared with it also, that same enzyme also converts omega-6 fatty acids down their conversion pathway. So the question is, how much actually gets converted? How good are horses at converting linolenic acid to EPA? Now, common sense says, at least my common sense says, they must be able to convert it because in their natural setting, they're getting it in the plant form, they're eating it in the linolenic acid form. You know, the big thing I always hear is, well, horses don't eat fish, and that's true, they don't. They eat plants. So they must be able to convert it. How well do they convert it in the face of a diet that's got a lot of omega-6s in it? That we don't know. So when you supplement fish oil, you're giving EPA and DHA directly, and you're cutting out the need for that conversion step. And so while the majority of my clients who have healthy horses and, you know, don't seem to have any, you know, inflammation issues, we just feed them flax. For those horses that are suffering from inflammatory conditions like my brain's going dead, arthritis. Arthritis is a big one. They feed fish oil, and they do sometimes see a benefit of that. And there is a little bit of data. There is a little bit of data out there in osteoarthritis to support giving fish oil to those horses. And horses that there's also some data showing that these omega-3s are important for horses that suffer from bleeding in the lungs, and also in horses that suffer from insulin resistance. It seems to help stabilize insulin levels.